Hey guys, this is Ryan Kinder, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
On the phone.
Hey man, how you doing?
I'm good, doing good. Now tell me all about yesterday, because you were appearing with Eric Clapton.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was a bill that I only could have dreamed of, but actually got to live through. We were on the same bill as Clapton, Santana, Steve Winwood, Gary Clark Jr. It was absolutely fantastic.
Sounds like all your heroes there.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, Ryan, tell me a bit about yourself. We've been playing the new single, Leap of Faith, which we'll finish off the interview with, but I see on your bio that you had 50 million streams before you ever released an album. That's something else.
Half of them were probably my mother, but...
Mothers are good for that.
We've had fantastic streaming success. It's been great. It's allowed us to be able to tour a lot more than we would have without it. But
That's great. I mean, you've had lots of accolades this year. You know, you've been voted the one of the artists to look for this year, and Spotify and CMT Access and all these top people are saying very, very nice things about you, not just your vocal abilities, but also your songwriting and your guitar playing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's been some very nice things said, and probably a few bad ones too.
Yeah, but I mean, the good people are saying them, so that's what counts. I mean, you obviously got you can't love everybody, but it's good to have that. So, who do you model your guitar style playing on, or is it something that you've developed yourself?
I would attest it to. There's a lineage of playing that I've figured out who it was. John Mayer really turned me on to the style that I love today. But he learned from Stevie Ray and Clapton and Jimi Hendrix and Freddie King and B.B. King and all those guys. But I think in my failure to try and sound like all those guys while playing guitar, I've kind of found my own sound.
Well, you need to do that. They've all done that. They've all, you know, even Clapton had his, you know, BB King and was an influence, but did he found his own style like so many of the great guitar players.
Yeah, gotta make your own path.
That's great. So you're from Knoxville.
I was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, but I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama.
So how did you get onto this bandwagon of releasing records then?
Honestly, I heard Room for Squares, John Mayer, when we were driving to a vacation. My mother was playing it, and I loved that sound, and I had to delve into it and figure out exactly what was going on. And then, funny enough, I got taken to a Eric Clapton concert when I was 13 or 14, and that was the exact moment I said, "That's what I want to do."
How difficult was it to get into the scene into Nashville and get a deal?
I mean, it has its ups, it has its ups, and it has its downs. I mean, there's trials and tribulations and victories, and it's pretty tough. If you can carve your own path, it's a little bit easier. But I went to college at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and a guy named Keith Siegel, who produced Alan Jackson and Zach Brown and a bunch of other people, so got in contact with me and asked me to come up to Nashville and start writing with him. So I would drive up to Nashville on Sunday, write with him on Monday, go to class Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, start playing gigs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and start that process over again. And we kept that going for a long time and started developing relationships with everybody I could in Nashville, and it's kind of budded from there.
That's great. I mean, it does take determination. It does take dedication, and it's not there's not a fast track on that. You've just really got to earn your stripes.
Earn your stripes and have a lot of blind faith that you know it's going to happen. And
That's right. Don't ever give up. That's the
no,
ticket. If
exactly.
you can survive long enough, I mean, even people
You
like
have to take a leap of faith.
There you go.
People
That sounds like a good title for a song. That's great. Was there any music background in your family?
My grandmother played piano. She had a piano in her house, and she would play hymns every once in a while, but nobody was really a musician, but there was always music playing in the house. My mother would play Linda Ronstadt or James Taylor, the Eagles, Jackson Browne, the troubadour era of California, is what I like to call it.
I love it. That's great. Still love it. It's good.
It's fantastic music.
Yeah, it's good to see Vince Gill in the Eagles now. It's great to see him.
Oh, man. I didn't get a chance to see that, but I heard it was fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't seen the real thing. I've seen a couple of YouTubes, and that's good enough for me at the moment.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what was the first single you had, and what was the first hit you had?
We released a song called Kiss Me When I'm Down, which was the very first song I released to radio. Then we released a song called Tonight, and then a song called Close, which was our best to date. And now we're on Leap of Faith, which is, it's doing great. It's a little bit left of center. It's more rock and roll, which is kind of what I grew up on, is some of that rock and roll stuff with ZZ Top and the Eagles and Creedence Clearwater Revival. It was more of a homage to that style. And we're looking forward to the next release. We're not sure what it's going to be, but hopefully it'll be pretty soon.
And you've got an EP out now, finally.
Yes, and we're looking forward to a full-length album. I'm not sure when, but we're slowly working on it. Hey guys, this is Ryan Kinder, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Like you've been since you slid over. Close, like that sun is the going down. That's what I wanna be now. Close, you know. Maybe we can fly from some heaven tonight. Take it to a place we've never been. Maybe we could chance it. First kiss landed. Diving off the edge, baby, going all in. Let it go where it wants to go. Yeah, we might not fall. Come close, and we can show. Come close, yeah. Close, ain't even close to midnight. Close, don't even close your eyes. Close, like your lips should be to mine. Ain't nothing quite like. To a place we've never been. Maybe we could chance it. First kiss landed. Diving off the edge, baby, going all in. Let it go where it wants to go. Yeah, we might not fall in love, but we can sure come close. We can sure come close.
You know, there's a lot of traditionists with country music saying, oh, the music's gone too far to the right and too far to the left or whatever. But I think it's great that youngsters have come in and can, you know, embrace the roots of country music, but letting it drift into a bit of rock and roll and a bit of pop and a bit of everything just to, you know, keep the music, you know, where it should be at the top.
Yeah, honestly, I would say I don't care about genres. It's if it's good music and it makes somebody happy, you shouldn't have to pigeonhole it somewhere.
No.
It should just be great music that people can enjoy. There's absolutely no reason that someone should say, oh, that's not country. Well, who cares?
Yeah, sure.
If it makes the listener happy, that's all that matters.
I mean, that's what's good about Europe. We don't really pigeonhole much over here. We have, you know, an all genre thing going on most of the time. Yes, we have, like ours is a country music station 24/7, but we broad from left to right and right across and up through the middle sometimes. But it's there. It's good.
You play the music y'all love.
Well, Ryan, it's been a real pleasure. Are you coming back for any more dates?
We're planning something hopefully in October. to be back.
Okay.
If not sooner.
That's good. Well, Ryan, look forward to it, and good luck with the single. We're going to go out with that right now, called Leap of Faith. Thank you so much, Ryan. Safe journey back.
Thanks, man. Good talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is my single, Leap of Faith, and I am Ryan Kendrick. Thanks for tuning in. Hey guys, this is Ryan Kinder, and you're listening to Lee Williams.